The 2015 Alabama Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show took place this past weekend in Huntsville, and other than dealing with wintry weather conditions, Dr. Billy Powell was pleased with the annual event.
Got new officers elected. I thought the cattle facts talk and the issues and reputation management talk at the general session were about as good as we've had. And in spite of the weather, we had a good crowd, had a great trade show, so we are glad to get this one behind us.
And while most of the ACA staff will now get busy working on the upcoming rodeo in Montgomery, Dr. Powell says before that event, the Alabama legislature will come back to town as the new session starts March 3rd.
It's going to be a challenging session. We've talked about the general fund being band-aided for all these years, and the governor's already said it's $700 million in a shortfall, and he's going to propose some tax increases. It's going to be interesting to see. He hadn't said what they would be. I think on March the 2nd, he'll deliver his message, and so we'll have to look at it real close. Education budget should be in fairly good shape, but we've got a new group. It's still a dominating Republican majority, supermajority in both the House and Senate. So March the 3rd, the legislature's coming to town. So we'll have to kind of watch that. We'll be involved not only there, but we go to D.C. with the National Cattlemen on the end of March. So March is going to be a full month.
To learn more, just go to BamaBeef.org. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.